This show furnished by Vinny Tortorich.
He's Hollywood's go-to guy for health and fitness. It's Fitness Confidential with celebrity fitness trainer Vinny Tortorich.
Your good intentions have been stolen, and I'm here to help you get them back. Call me now at 1-800-222-5222.
Yeah, welcome to the jungle. What a jungle. You know what? Look, folks, if you haven't put a gun in your mouth and blown your head off yet, go ahead and do so, because I'm pretty sure our country just went to hell in a handbasket. I'm pretty sure that just happened. I wish I was in the jungle. I wish I was in the Congo right now, because I feel like I would have a better chance at life. Is it just me, or have we just gone nuts? Now, listen, I am not a political guy. I'm not at all. I don't get involved in politics. I don't talk about it on my podcast. My podcast is called Fitness Confidential, just like this show. I don't talk about it when I write books. I'm just not a political guy. But I got to tell you, I was listening to that entire thing coming into the studio tonight, and I got to tell you, I'm pretty sure, I don't know, you know, maybe I should have D in here to bring it, maybe we could talk about it on a neurological level, because Dr. D probably knows about this stuff, but I'm pretty sure that I'm dumber now than I was an hour and a half ago. I am pretty sure of that. Gee, what's going to happen to us? I mean, does either one of these people know what 2 minutes is? Does anyone know what 2 minutes is? My show should have started 10 minutes ago. It's starting 10 minutes late. Why? Because, you know, yeah, I was preempted for a half an hour. No, I was preempted for 40 minutes. Now, let me ask you this. What if I decide to talk until 8:30? What if I just decide not to leave the mic? Tell Dr. D, you might as well hang on, because I want to keep talking. Why? Because I know what 2 minutes means. Apparently, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have no idea what time means. And if they don't know what time means, I don't know if either one should be the president of the United States. Now, I hate to go off on a rant here. It's not what I do. I'm trying to help people with health and fitness, but no. You got 2 minutes, Mr. Trump. You got 2 minutes, and they don't even. If you did that in school, your teacher would send you to the office. They would call it deliberate disobedience, and they would send you home right away. But no, not with these two. Not with these two. I'm worked up already. Oh geez, I need to calm down. Oh my God, this is killing me here. Oh yeah. Oh God. Okay. It's just time to relax. I know, I came in shot like a bull out of a chute at the PBR. You know what the PBR is, the Professional Bull Riding Association. But now I have some relaxing music. And I'm doing some downward dog. Is that what it's called? Dog down, downward dog. It's when you go down in yoga and you get to... Let me chant a little bit. Yoga pants. Oh yeah. Yoga pants. Every guy likes yoga pants. As a matter of fact, if you want to do yourself a favor. If you're not driving right now, don't do it if you're in your car, but if you're listening to this at home, Google yoga pants and then hit image. Just do that. Google yoga pants and hit image. Now, you don't even have to go to a porn site. You can just go right there and see everything you need to see. And if you want to see it live, just go to the gym. Folks, we're going to have Anna Vocino come on in a few minutes. She's going to call in, and she's going to talk about her book, Eat Happy, because I need to get happy tonight. But before we do that, we're going to go right to Jason in Salt Lake City. Jason, you're on the air. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Vinny. Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm sorry I'm sitting here yelling and screaming tonight, but I just can't take it. I can't take it. And we got to go through one more of these idiotic debates. Did you hear the debate tonight, Jason?
I heard about half of it.
What happened? You put a gun in your mouth. You had your toe on the trigger. What were you doing? I need to know. What happened? Why did you only listen to half?
I was watching my kids for the first half, and then the second half, just had as background noise.
That's exactly what it is. This whole election is background noise. I can't wait for it to be over with. You know what? I've always said this about presidents. Doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. My income has never gone up or down based on a president of the United States. What say you, Jason?
Oh, I don't think they're going to affect me too much because I'm in Utah and we're just a Republican-run state, so we don't really get touched much by federal stuff.
Well, there you go. And Utah is one of those crazy states where you can't even drink the way you want to drink, right? You got to do stuff. You got to join a club just to have a drink, right?
I just have to buy what you want on Monday through Saturday. Really.
But then everyone gets drunk on Sunday. There you go. Utah. Everyone should move to Utah. Unbelievable. Now, Jason, you have a question about fitness?
Yeah. So people like to brag about how they like to skip leg day. I mean, but I've heard that, leg day, you work the biggest muscles, like your quads, your hamstrings, and your back. And I've heard it really boosts your testosterone so you can work better on your upper body, too. So I figure, leg day shouldn't be skipped.
No, you should never skip leg day. You're right. Your bones, the biggest bones, biggest muscles in your body is on leg day. And the most important leg exercises happen to be the compound exercises, meaning squats, lunges, leg press, deadlifts, this sort of thing. And yes, you do get a lot of the lower back and upper back muscles. You know, when people talk about core, they go, oh, I'm working my core. I'm doing planks. I'm working my core. You work more core when you do squats than when you do anything else because you're using your whole body to work out. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And let's face it, Jason, nothing looks more stupid. And by the way, yes, I'm using the S word, stupid. I know we're not supposed to use words like that because we live in this kumbaya world. If only I had kumbaya to play right now. Let's see if I could get that pulled up. Oh, yeah, we live in a kumbaya world. We're not supposed to say things like stupid and you're dumb because that might hurt someone's feelings. We don't want to hurt anyone's feelings anymore. We want to live in a crazy world. Yeah, kumbaya. Yeah. All right, anyway, Jason, the one thing I can't stand, and I see it all the time, people send me pictures on the internet, when you see these goofballs with the 20-inch biceps and their legs are so skinny, it looks like two threads hanging out of their gym shorts going into a pair of gym shoes. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. What say you?
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous, because your legs carry you. They're your vehicle.
Yeah, and let's face it. You want to get something down there. You want to get some circulation going down there. You ever notice people get on an airplane, you fly for 5 or 6 hours, your legs get all chunky and everything. Your shoes start fitting tight and the whole thing. That's because you're not supposed to sit that long. You're supposed to use your legs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Do you do leg workout?
Yeah, I try to do it at least once or twice a week.
All right, here's what I want you to do, Jason. When you go to the gym, not only do I want you to not ever skip leg day. And twice a week is good. Once a week is actually good. Twice a week is great. But here's what I want you to do, Jason. I want you to berate someone who never does legs. Go up to him and call him a girly man. Just go, oh, look at you. You look stupid with those two strings. It looks like two pieces of dental floss hanging out of your shorts. You idiot. Go do some legs. I want you to do that. You promise?
I have a guy who skips leg day and brags about it at work. So I'll make sure to let him know.
Tell him to stop bragging. Jason, thanks for calling in. We're going to take another call, and then we'll go to Anna Vocino, 1-800-222-5222. I didn't even announce the number tonight. People are just calling in. We're on the phone with someone who is known as unknown because they were too cool to give their number out. No? Don't take it? Wait, hang on. Oh, good. You know what? I don't care. I'm going to take it anyway. I'm going to take it. Unknown, get your finger on the button. Let's go. Let's take it off a hold. Unknown, what's your name? Is anyone there? Is anyone out there? No? Maybe I should have waited for a screener. Screener, I will never try to do your job again. I am so sorry. Do you forgive me? Yes? Tyru would have been all over that mic right now saying, talking and saying, yes, I forgive you. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, Anna Vocino was supposed to call in. Until she calls in, I will tell you guys about Squatty Potty. The last guy that just called in, the leg guy, Jason from Utah. There's another great guy in Utah besides Jason. His name is Bobby Edwards. He created a product called Squatty Potty. That's right, best product in the world. They were advertising on my podcast. I called Bobby and said, this is the best product I've ever used. It's just an incredible product. So he started advertising on it. But turns out people started calling me and saying, oh, my God, that's the guy that was in Shark Tank. It's the best product in the world. Squatty Potty, folks. If you want a Squatty Potty, here's what you do. You go to either VinnyTortorice.com or you go straight to Squatty Potty. You put in the promo code Vinny15, V-I-N-N-I-E-1-5, Vinny15, and you will get 15% off your entire order. I tell everyone this. If you have one bathroom, get two Squatty Potties. If you have two bathrooms, get three Squatty Potties, and so on and so forth. You want yourself some Squatty Potties, and you always want one extra because here's the deal. If you get an extra Squatty Potty when someone comes over to your house and use it, you could just say to him, take the extra one. SquattyPotty.com, put in the promo code Vinny15, and you will get 15% off your entire order. Now, I see everybody running around in the booth over there going crazy, and I'm trying to figure out why. But we still have people on hold. I have no idea who they are. We will wait a minute until I get any instruction to pick up the phone. In the meantime, if you want to call in, 1-800-222-5222. We will take a quick break. We will be right back, and we will try to figure out who it is who keeps calling and hanging up, because I think it's Anna, and they're just not figuring it out. Let's go to break, and I'll try to pull her up on my phone, and we'll get it going.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
All right, we're back. We got it figured out. We know where Anna Vocino is now. She's right here. I'm not going to waste any time. I'm bringing her right on. She's known as the best voice in podcast radio working now in any time in the history of podcast. And I'm very proud to call her my partner on the Fitness Confidential podcast. You can go straight to iTunes or VinnyTortorice.com to get that. We have on the phone the author of Eat Happy, Anna Vocino. How you doing, Pumpkin?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Anna, did you watch this debate tonight?
I did. I watched the debate. And it made my stomach turn.
It was crazy, right?
I had to run out because I was like, oh, crap, I got to call Vinny. Because I was never more relieved to walk away from the television, which usually, you know me, I like to watch television.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I was just saying before you came on, I'm sure, because you're nowhere near L.A. right now. And I was just saying that I feel dumber for seeing the debate.
Well, it didn't help.
No, it didn't help at all.
Like I need help right now, and that didn't help me.
No, and by the way, neither one of these candidates know what 2 minutes sounds like at all. They have no idea.
I felt like they both at separate times talked for like 20 minutes. Like it felt excruciatingly long.
And I was waiting for either one of them to actually answer the question that they were asked. It just never happened.
No, nobody's going to answer anything. They should call it, instead of calling it debate, they should call it not answering questions.
Here's
to the not answering questions.
Anna, ask me a question. Ask me Ask me what size shoe I wear.
I'm going to ask you a question that somebody would ask. They would ask you this. Okay. Vinny, hey, I want to know, like, what does it mean? Is it okay if I'm fat adapted? Like, how can I not survive on carbs? Answer that question, Vinny. You're an expert.
Mrs. Secretary didn't get us out of Fallujah, and we have problems in the Middle East. And did I mention she doesn't pay taxes and all of her friends? And then she would say, Mr. Trump raped 5 women on the way into the studio tonight. And did I mention that he raped them? And what was the question again?
What about not eating carbs? That was the question.
Yeah, did I mention that he didn't pay his taxes at all, like, ever? He never paid a tax in his life?
Yeah, that's it.
That was the whole thing. It's like, how about answer a question? Either one of them.
That was the whole thing.
I even said to myself, because I'm still undecided, I said, if anyone answers the direct question, they will get my vote. They will get my vote. But nobody answered a direct question the entire night.
I guess you're still undecided.
Yeah, you know what? I'm voting for Bernie. Can I still vote for Bernie? Can I still feel the burn?
Yeah, feel the burn.
Anna, go on.
You know what you're not undecided about?
Your book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eat happy, folks.
Yeah.
I created something called, I feel like Donald Trump now. I created something great again.
You're a job creator.
I created.
You're a food creator.
Yeah. I created NSNG, which is no sugars, no grains. And we got bazillions of people around the world following my no sugars, no grains thing,
billions.
Right? I made
billions.
The world great again. And then people said to me, well, oh, great one. They didn't actually say that, but let's assume they did for a minute. Great one. What are we supposed to eat now? We need a book, and we need a recipe book. And I looked around and went, I don't know how to cook. I just know how to tell people what not to eat. But it turns out my co-host knows a lot about cooking.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
That was good. That was when we knew we were simpatico.
Yeah, that's when we fell in love. Just don't tell your husband. Yeah.
Yeah. That and how we also like to talk about a lot of dirty stuff on the podcast.
Yeah, we do talk about dirty stuff on the podcast, don't we? Yeah, but
yeah,
we can't do that here. They don't allow that.
No. We're keeping this is very clean, clean right now.
Now, Anna, the show is going to be over in just a few minutes because I was preempted supposedly for a half an hour, but the two idiots up on the screen on the show, they didn't know how to shut up, so... You will actually be my last caller. As a matter of fact, Toby was on the other line. Toby, you don't have to hang on any longer. I will not get to you. But I love Toby.
No.
Toby, would you promise to call back next Sunday? Because Toby is one of my Twitter followers. I recognize her name. I recognize where she's from. And
yeah,
I can't wait
Toby.
To talk. Yeah, I love Toby. Toby is one of my favorites. But let's go ahead and tell Toby that she can go because Anna will take the last 2 or 3 minutes here. Anna, your book, you had the Kindle copy that was out there on Amazon. People could get that. And then the hard copy just dropped. The book just dropped.
It's available now. It's in stock. You can buy it now. Listen, if you want to learn how to eat, look, because somebody said to me, oh, you have a cookbook out. So, yeah. And they said, what is it? And I said, well, it's no sugars and no grains. And they're like, well, that sounds boring. And I said, no. You don't understand. When you increase the fats, and you come up with different vegetable substitutions, like, which even that sounds gross, but I promise you it's delicious. We make cauliflower tots. We make grain-free pizza crust. You can still have pizza. We make, what do we make? A shepherd's pie with a cauliflower mash on top instead of potato mash. We make, now I'm blanking out, steaks, delicious steaks, roasts, pork dishes, all sorts of wonderful, wonderful things that you're not going to miss it.
Yeah, and you know, people, I mean, some of the best recipes I've ever had, we've been eating these recipes at home for 2 or 3 years because you're the only person, Anna, and we got to go in 2 minutes. They're kicking me off the air. But here's the thing. You've been making these recipes. I've been trying them. You've given me these recipes to try at home. I've fallen in love with it, and you're one of the only people I've ever known to put out a recipe book where you've not only tested every recipe, you tested it 4, 5, and 6 times, and you had other people test it to see how it would work in other people's hands.
This is how I cook for my family for home, and I know we're starting to sound super infomercially, but I appreciate you, like,
if you buy now.
If you buy now, But no, it's true. Listen, people, when I was starting to make this book, people in the publishing industry were like, you can't do that because you're not a proven chef. You're not a celebrity chef.
But hey, guess what? Everyone's buying the Unproven Celebrity Chef's book.
I know, because I found out the dirty secrets of the recipe industry, which is they just kind of throw things up online or they throw things at a magazine. They don't necessarily test them. And that made me mad because I was making recipes that didn't work. And so I was like, well, I'm not going to do a book like that. So it took me 3 years to do it and to do it right.
Anna?
And now I know what I'm doing.
So. Let's make that the final word. Would you come in next weekend so we could do a whole segment on this show about that? Would you promise to come in?
Of it.
Bring the book in. Bring one for Andre because he's over there shaking his head. And here's the thing, folks. If you want to listen to me and Anna Vulcino live on stage, the Irvine Improv, October 27th, get your tickets now. It's a Thursday night, $20. You get to ask me and Anna any question you want to live on stage. We will see you next time at Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Check out Vinny's podcast, Fitness Confidential, on iTunes or at VinnyTortorich.com. You can also follow him on Twitter, at VinnyTortorich.
This show furnished by Vinny Tortorich.